2004 was a very different time, politically and socially. George W. Bush was poised to sail into a second term in the White House. Hearings in Saddam Hussein's war crimes trial began in earnest, and Shrek 2 was making millions at the box office. And Kentucky, along with 10 other states, voted to ban same-sex marriages. The amendment began as a Senate bill introduced by former Somerset Republican Senator Vernie McGahey. It handily passed in the Republican-controlled chamber by a wide margin. Only 5 senators, all Democrats, cast dissenting votes. It then passed the House and was signed into law by former Republican Governor Ernie Fletcher. It went on the November ballot, and voters were overwhelmingly in support of it. Senator Dan Syme was a co-sponsor of that original bill. He finds Hayburn's ruling disappointing.
I believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and we've went a long way in this country, in my opinion, to destroying the traditional marriage. And we're seeing that in our youth, who are just floundering out there with the lack of a father in the living in the home. And it's just about destroyed the family unit this country has, and I'll stick by my guns that I believe that marriage is one man and one woman.
Syme says he would support a legislative effort to pass a new constitutional amendment in the Senate in response to the ruling, and he may have bipartisan support. Senator Ray Jones Jr., a Democrat from Pikeville, voted for the ban on the basis of his religious beliefs, which he says haven't changed over the last decade. He doesn't think the legal battle is going to be over anytime soon.
Judge Hayburn's decision, of course, will have to be resolved through the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and ultimately I suspect that the United States Supreme Court will address that issue.
A recent poll showed the continued unpopularity of same-sex marriage across the state, but there are pockets where attitudes have changed significantly. 6 Kentucky cities have adopted local fairness ordinances, half of them in the last year alone. Senator Gerald Neal was one of 5 Democrats to vote against the marriage ban, and he's surprised at the progress that LGBT rights have made.
It's interesting what's happening, because if you go back 5-6 years, it looked like there was a total different ballgame unfolding here.
The difference is stark enough that Senator Morgan McGarvey, who has filed a statewide fairness bill in his chamber, says that even if Syme and other GOP members were to mount a renewed effort to pass a constitutional amendment, the support wouldn't be as strong.
Right now, this is playing out in the proper channel, and that's in the courts. I'm not going to support any law in the state Senate that fails to treat people equally.
But efforts to pass a new ban may be for naught. It's unclear how Governor Steve Beshear and Attorney General Jack Conway will react to the ban. They defended it in court, but haven't yet said whether they will appeal. And while Hayburn's ruling was in reference to out-of-state marriages, it says the entire ban is unconstitutional. Proponents of marriage equality hope it's interpreted that way. Michael Aldridge is executive director of the ACLU of Kentucky.
My understanding that it strikes down the whole amendment to the state constitution as completely unconstitutional, not just a portion. What we saw this summer at the U.S. Supreme Court with the DOMA decision was a section of DOMA that was ruled unconstitutional, but I believe this decision today speaks to the entire amendment to the Kentucky Constitution.
Aldridge hopes the state won't appeal, and he cites states like Virginia and Illinois that have let similar decisions stand. But if there is an appeal, Aldridge says the ACLU will throw all of its resources into the case in support of Hayburn's decision. No matter what happens next, it's clear this decision has energized both sides of the debate. But Fairness Campaign Director Chris Hartman says momentum is on his side. He says marriage equality is inevitable, and non-discrimination laws are, too.
LGBT rights and fairness rights will continue to move forward in the Commonwealth as they have been. We'll see more cities pass anti-discrimination fairness laws. We'll ultimately see the state of Kentucky pass the anti-discrimination fairness ordinance, which will give everyone a fair shake at earning a living, putting a roof over their heads, and eating at their favorite restaurant.
Although a finalized order is expected to come through the courts in the coming week, the outcome may not be realized in Kentucky for several more years. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.